This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British police say they shot and killed the man who stabbed a number of people near London Bridge today. London Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene. A number of other people received injuries during this incident. As soon as we can provide further updates on their condition, we will.
Basu confirmed reports that when the suspect was brought down, he was wearing a fake explosive vest.
Due to reports that the suspect may have had an explosive device, specialist officers also attended the scene, and wide cordons are in place to ensure there remains no further danger to the public. However, I can confirm at this time, we believe a device that was strapped to the body of the suspect is a hoax explosive device.
And Neil Basu said this was terrorism.
I'm now in a position to confirm that it has been declared a terrorist incident. We are working jointly with the City of London Police as we continue to respond. Officers from the Met Counter-Terrorism Command are now leading this investigation, but I must stress we retain an open mind as to any motive.
Also speaking to reporters, London's Mayor Sadiq Khan spoke of what he called the breathtaking heroism on display today.
Members of the public didn't realize at the time that was a hoax device, and they really are the best of us. Another example of the bravery and heroism of ordinary Londoners running towards danger, risking their own personal safety to try and save others. And I want to say thank you to them on behalf of all Londoners.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Yasuhiro Nakasone died today at a Tokyo hospital. He was 101 years old. Nakasone was a hardline conservative who forged a strong military alliance with the United States and close ties with the West. As Prime Minister from 1982 until 1987, Nakasone was known for his warm friendship with U.S. President Ronald Reagan. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong police say they have completed their search at the Polytechnic University following a nearly two-week violent standoff with protesters in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Assistant Police Commissioner Chow Yat Ming says his officers have removed gasoline bombs and other dangerous materials from the university campus.
We have found some items, some dangerous items, such as 280 petrol bombs, 380 numbers of cassette gas, and 28 bottles of chemicals, and various items of offensive weapons.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi says he is quitting, that he is sending a resignation letter to the country's parliament. Mahdi's announcement comes a day after the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah was rocked by deadly violence. At least 25 anti-government protesters were killed by security forces as demonstrators blocked roads and bridges. The total Iraqi death toll for another day of civil unrest, upwards of 40 people, with more than 200 wounded. At least 400 people had been killed and hundreds of others wounded in Iraq since anti-government protests began on October 1st. With a NATO summit set for next week in London, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg notes a move up in what member nations are spending on defense, a key demand repeatedly voiced by President Trump. Here's AP correspondent Zaria Shackley in London.
Stoltenberg says that European allies and Canada are now projected to increase spending on their national military budgets by around $130 billion between 2016 and 2020. Previously, the figure was forecast to be more than $100 billion. Trump is expected to repeat his demands that Washington's 28 allies at NATO spend at least 2% of gross domestic product on defense. Stoltenberg says that Bulgaria has now become one of the nine allies meeting the 2% guideline. I'm Zaria Shackley.
A day after the fact, North Korea today confirmed it conducted a test of what it called a super-large multiple rocket launcher, perhaps the latest not-too-subtle reminder of Pyongyang's end-of-the-year deadline for resuming nuclear talks with the United States, though Pyongyang appears to be insisting on an easing of U.S. economic sanctions. Yesterday's was North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May. The official Korean Central News Agency said Kim Jong-un expressed satisfaction with the results. Here in Washington, the next phase of public impeachment hearings next week before the House Judiciary Committee. That panel is charged with drawing up possible articles of impeachment against President Trump, which could happen before Christmas. More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.